And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, why am I here? We receive this question often from you. What is my purpose? Why am I here? Am I doing my life well? Am I wasting my life? All of these questions turn you round and round as your ego mind tries to fill in the blanks and tell you yes, no, yes, no, turn left, turn right. It is for you, dear ones, to come home to your center, that place of peace and quiet and comfort, your heart center, and ask the God that created you and your spirit, am I doing my life according to you? Your spirit requested this human life for you to learn, to gain greater awareness and understanding, to have more ease and grace in your soul history, and yes, to address karmic issues, any harm and damage you have done to life or that has been done to you, so that your accounting, so to speak, your soul's life stream is more balanced, like balancing the books. So it is for you, first and foremost, to ask the creative source that created you, this is God, and your spirit, which is an emanation of God. What is this lifetime about for you? Many of you ask, what is my purpose? And we tell you, it is not just one thing. It is not to be the best attorney, or the best mate, or the best mother, or father, or tennis player, or golfer, or politician. The format does not matter. It is for you to be the clearest window for God and your spirit to shine through. Clear, clean, crystal clear, so that the full spectrum and full vibration of your spirit can be manifested on the earth plane in the third dimension. This is the reason you are here. It is to express and manifest the God that created this realm in the third dimension. The third dimension, as you know, is more dense than the spirit realm, and it has the added application of the emotional body, the emotional system, which can take you into the lowest lows and the highest highs. It is like the weather passing. Brilliant and sunny one day, overcast, cloudy, and raining the next. But that is not the highest truth. It is simply the passing of the weather, so to speak. So do not attach, we will ask you here, to any emotional state and hammer on it and try to figure it out. Simply recognize it, have the awareness, and then let it go and go about your day and your life step by step. We will tell you the answer, the biggest answer to your question about why are you here and what is your purpose. It is to manifest God on the earth plane as you are designed. Your design is unique. There is no other design like yours. So tune into your design by asking your spirit, what are the special qualities that you are about? Beauty, grace, being musical, being an artist, being a compassionate community service worker, being a conscious politician, being a beautiful gardener, loving nature. Come back home to your center, your heart center, and ask these questions. Who am I? Why am I here? It is to express your own unique design. It is not about a format or a job description or a story that you have created for your life. It is about expressing qualities and your nature, your true original design and nature. And we will say, over all, it is about living in unconditional love, expressing unconditional love, being unconditional love with yourself and with the world around you. This earth plane was created with the primary ingredient of love. That was the intention and primary directive of the creator of this realm. Love, love manifested in the third dimension. Even as you are seeing tremendous difficulties in the world today, take up the assignment to love in every moment. And this is unconditional love we speak of, not romantic love. And please start with yourself. Unconditional love, compassion, kindness, tenderness, embracing all that you are in every moment. We hope that this has helped you, and we ask if you have more questions about this, please send in your questions. Go now into this next week with the platform of unconditional love, and you will experience greater peace and tenderness and spontaneity and love for yourself as well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.